Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk every Tuesday night. Check us out. You can find us on the Busted Pencils Facebook page, devilradio.com. We're all over the place. Johnny Lupinacci, hey, man, we had two great guests talking about leadership, the struggle of leadership, right? And I know some people are like, look, man, they're leaders. They're paid to struggle. But actually, you know, you were talking about that, and I think it was Jason who put the metaphor out there about the bucket. You know, it's like you've got to absorb, you've got to take so much in, but then the reality is that you got to give something back out in the form of hope. So Jason said, you know, you have to absorb pain, but as a leader, you have to give hope. And in this moment, a lot of leaders are finding it really hard to dispense hope. And I think what you heard from Jason and Jim, it wasn't that it's going to be better tomorrow, you know, but what they did say was to still hold on to that fact is that leaders still need to hold on to that. But you, Johnny, me, Tim, our community, Evan, our producer, we need to get together with everybody to say we need to support our leaders. We need to support our principals. We need to support our teachers, because I think as Jim reminded us, this isn't about me being right. This is about what's best for our kids and our community. When we make that distinction, will that give us more humility to possibly even go, I might not like your decision, Johnny, but I'm with you?
Yeah, Tim, I like where this is going in terms of really broadening opening up the conversation to perspectives from kind of all aspects of the task at hand. That being, we're discussing how do we really implement changes towards better school and community relationships, towards a better education in support of a kind of democracy that isn't rooted in individualism, that isn't, you know, strife with competition, but it really is building capacity to recognize and value diverse expertise and perspectives. Mm-hmm. And apply that to decision making. And so, you know, I really, you know, come back to reflecting on the conversation tonight and hearing us talk about supporting teachers. And then it came up a few times, like career pathways towards teaching, and the mm-hmm. and the worry that there aren't as many young people making the decision to become teachers. And one of the things that always returns me to, like, why good education system is paramount to a healthy democracy is that every career, teaching included, every career starts in a classroom somewhere.
Man.
Right? Every career. It ought to. Even though we know some careers flourish outside of the classroom because of the ways classrooms sometimes enclose what we learn and how we learn. But that love to learn, that knowledge for how to contribute to community and an understanding of self in relationship to others ought to and often does start in a really good classroom. And so healthy, strong schools and communities depend on good classrooms and good teachers. And so that's bipartisan. So I like that when we begin to talk about how do we return to relationships of trust in our leaders. Mm. And I'm the first to say, I don't think leadership has modeled really good track record of trust right now. So we're reaping sort of the, you know, the...
You're talking about leadership in general been observing, right?
Yeah, I think we're in a time. So I like this idea of where do we get our information? How do we come together in real local ways, right, to process that information and to value expert consensus? I'll come back to that, expert consensus, whether that's we're talking about masks or vaccinations, that we're deferring to diverse scientific evidence, right, and scientific consensus, whether it's whether or not we should be teaching particular things, we defer to historians with expert knowledge of what the history was. Then it's not a politicized, is it critical race theory or not? It's what happened in history, and how do we teach young people consensus around not these small ideas that are divergent and politically divisive, right? And so we come back to this same thing on leadership, and I'm glad that we had some leaders on here tonight, because we certainly have had some teachers, and we're going to continue to have this conversation. How do we build trust in our classrooms so that the 100% of the future values it in democracy?
Man, and that truly was Johnny Lupinacci busting the pencils tonight. Busted pencils. Leaded education talk. Check us out every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Man, can't wait to see you all again next week. Johnny Lupinacci, out.
Hey. More Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!